This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Last week, my column addressed why patients deceive their doctors. Well, I received a number of emails asking why I didn't discuss why doctors deceive their patients. This is a great question and one that's far more complex. You see, part of doctor's job is to be the advocate for the patient, to push for what's in the patient's best interest, and to respect their autonomy as adults. In other words, to respect their right to make their own decisions. Of course, lying occurs when one person intentionally misleads another. There are times when the doctor feels a need to be dishonest as a part of being paternalistic, to protect a person, say, from bad news or from information the doctor feels will not be helpful. Now, I'm not defending this position, I'm merely describing it. This paternalism can be in the form of concealing information, falsifying information, denying, distorting, evading, being non-responsive, or omitting information. Of course, these same sorts of behaviors can result when a medical mistake occurs. But far, far more often, the goals of paternalistic behaviors to deceive a patient are supposedly to protect the patient from something that will hurt them or upset them, a cancer or a cheating spouse, or to withhold information they feel is not culturally appropriate to share, or when disclosure might violate a physician's conscience, say to tell a woman about how to terminate a pregnancy. Interestingly, in the past, moral and ethical medical codes did not require physicians to be honest with patients. In fact, Hippocrates urged physicians to conceal most things from the patient. But times have changed. In our culture and based on American law, a person's health information belongs to them. They need that information about their body and their health to make the best decisions. When a doctor purposely misleads a patient, it can damage relationships and compromise clinical care. It can also deprive us of our right to make decisions for ourselves. Deception and non-disclosure also lead down a slippery slope that often requires more deception and often ropes in others to the lie. You see, in our healthcare system, it's impossible to keep information from patients for very long. Someone, a nurse, a medical student, a tech, will come and ask a simple question. Hey, Mrs. Jones, how are you handling your breast cancer? And the deception blows up, and the patient loses all trust they had in their doctor. Where things get a bit more complicated is when deception is directed at third parties, insurance companies, patients' employers, airlines surrounding missed flights, and the like. But the bottom line is, just like our parents always taught us, in the long run, telling the truth is always best. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second